Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Hi, and welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial are located right here in the Silicon Valley area. Eric's been helping people just like you have remarkable retirements for over 30 years, and his goal is to help you as well. So we're going to start off by giving you his phone number. 800-454-1184 is the number to call for a complimentary appointment. 800-454-1184. The other thing you can do is text the word toolbox, and you can get the toolbox, which includes Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth, plus other educational materials. Just text that word toolbox to the same number, 800-454-1184. Eric and his team have worked really hard about putting this toolbox together, and these are really good strategies for your retirement. Check us out online, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Lauren. Yeah, so I mean, one of the things that people really should be focused on right now is actually refinancing their savings, which sounds like a weird thing. So, you know, if you've got money in bank accounts that are paying you less than 1% or 0.01 still or something, you got to move that money. Move it to some of these online accounts or find some better places. But a lot of the online banks are paying 4% to sometimes even 5%. You can even refinance lots of times your annuities. If you if you bought an annuity from, you know, probably I'd say almost 2012 to 2018, you know, you bought it in a low rate environment, and now that those rates are way higher, and there's ways to either get out of those things and even cover the fees if needed and such. So definitely refinance your savings. And again, that's something we can kind of get you some more info on to get you to have that more money and worry less.
Yeah, we want you to worry less about your retirement. Okay, so we have seen an increase in economic volatility, but actually a new study says that the average IRA balance has increased by 5% from a year ago, and the average 401k balance has increased by 4%. Good news for people who are saving. You know, they're saving, and that's what they're supposed to be doing right now, right?
Yeah, no. So, I mean, obviously it's good when it goes up. You know, one of the things that always drives me nuts is sometimes I'll see 401k statements, and especially in a year like last year where the market was going down, it says, oh, your balance increased by, you know, whatever, say 3%. And then you do the math and you go, hold it. That was because of my contribution. The market value went down, but because I put money in, the balance went up. And it's like, well, that's not exactly making money, right? So at least this year, things are hopefully going up because of the market, not just because of your contributions. But one of the big things is, you know, how do you get the money out? And that's right. The part where people really need to have more of a plan.
Yeah, that's why we do this show every week, because people don't know that. You know, so many people say, oh, I have to save this much in my account, right? And they spend their time focusing on that amount. But is there a better approach to that, a more appropriate approach?
Well, I mean, you definitely want to know what your spending level is going to be in retirement. And obviously, it depends how far away from that you are, right? If you're in your 20s or 30s, who knows, right? You just want to put the money away.
Right, right.
But yeah. If you're in your 50s or especially early 60s and such, yeah, you really need to know how much you're spending. And then that way you can develop an income plan to say, okay, besides Social Security, or if you're lucky enough to have a pension, you know, where is my money going to come from? And how much do I need to get out of these accounts? And, you know, one of the things that people are forgetting about a lot of times is the taxes. I always think it's funny if somebody's got like $1 million house and they have a $300,000 mortgage, most people will say, not that I have $1 million house, they'll say I have $700,000 of equity. But if you have $1 million saved up in your retirement plan, I have yet to ever meet anybody who says, oh, I've got $700,000 of equity in my retirement plan. And it's the same difference. You know, it's just there's no mortgage statement. You don't get anything from the franchise tax board or from the IRS saying this is how much, you know, your liability is on this account. It doesn't show up on a statement or anything, right? You know, even bank documents, like if you do a loan, they always just put your whole value. But when they ask about your house, they put the, you know, how much of a loan do you have against that? So it's interesting that everybody kind of ignores the tax, even though it can be a third of your account potentially, right? So,
yeah.
So you know, that's one of the things that you want to do is really have what we call like the blueprint to worry less wealth, where you have that income plan, and then it looks at what investments are you, especially in your 50s and 60s, moving those investments into the right spots for that income for the rest of your life. And then, of course, you need to have a tax plan, too, because if you don't have those taxes planned out, that whole myth of retiring a lower bracket, yeah, that hasn't happened to most of my clients. So, you definitely need to have some sort of tax plan. And obviously, healthcare legacy also goes along with that. That's those five areas of the blueprint. And you know, so we have lots of tools and lots of short 10, 15-page reports that you can download along with my book. And even a spot to set up a time to talk with me. All that is set up in our digital toolbox. It's an online resource that we're giving away for no cost or any obligation or anything like that. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric and his team are here because they want to guide you, give you good, solid financial advice. So take advantage of this. And thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. All right. So obviously, we see that people have done a really good job of saving, but that transition into retirement is a challenging one. And so many of us don't really understand the rules for taking money out of those retirement accounts. So tell us what we need to consider, please, Eric.
Well, so hopefully you had some good advice before you got there and you were able to put some stuff in Roth. If you're not, start putting money in Roth. Most companies have a Roth 401k option. Even if you're making a lot of money, I find most of the time it still actually works for most people. But if you're super high income, then, you know, sometimes not. But the problem, of course, with the 401k or IRA bucket is it's 100% taxable. Yeah, you know, there is no tax planning other than pay it, right? So if you've got other buckets of money, then you can do tax planning. If you've got some Roth that's tax-free, if you've got some regular investments that, you know, only pay tax on the capital gains, and of course, hopefully you have some money in savings. So by taking those out a little bit from all of them, you can actually massively lower your tax bracket. But the mistake a lot of people do often is they'll take all the money out of their savings accounts first. Mm. And so when they first retire, they might not even have Social Security yet turned on. And so they'll have almost no income and think that that's great that year. But then they go from almost the 0 or 10% bracket, and then they jump up to the 24% bracket. Well, that makes no sense. Why don't you take out at least up to the 12% bracket, you know, from your 401k when you're still at that low tax bracket then? But the only way you can do that, and the only way you know that, is planning. I mean,
right.
I know it's boring. I know it's no fun. You'd rather go on vacation or you know, do fun stuff. Like, I was just in the Bahamas. So, yeah, definitely fun. You know, so that's one of the things that you want to really be doing is looking at that and saying, okay, how do I withdraw this money, and what's my plan year by year by year? But you got to do that, you know, with a 10-year timeline ahead of you. You can't just do that, you know. Well, you definitely can't do it tax time in April. That's too late, yeah. Right? Because that was from the year before.
Right.
So, yeah, ideally you plan this out either December or at the latest by January of that year when you're taking that money, because then you want to see, okay, you know, how much, what is my tax bracket going to be? Because when you're retired, it's really weird. You can actually pick and design your own tax situation year by year. And so, yeah, you want to be very careful with that. You want to have a financial advisor who knows taxes, that knows these things that you need to do. And so, you know, that's why I wrote the book, Worry Less Wealth. That's why we put up all these great tools like, will your money last as long as you will? Am I paying too much taxes in retirement? All these great things are sitting there ready for you to look at and download and read. All of it's at the digital toolbox at wealthcreatorradio.com. And so you can go get it there at wealthcreatorradio.com. Or even easier, you just text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. And, you know, and that's why we've built up all this stuff. So definitely get those downloads. Definitely get some time to read that and be prepared for your retirement.
All right. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more.
Are we headed towards a recession? If so, how will your retirement be impacted? With so much uncertainty on the horizon, the decisions you make today can have a huge impact on your financial future. When should you take Social Security? How will you reduce the impact of inflation? Are you comfortable with the amount of risk you're taking with your savings? Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial for an informational webinar where he'll discuss these factors and more. Spots are filling up fast though, so claim yours now. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Don't let a recession or whatever the future holds dictate your retirement dreams. Sign up now for this free and informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. And today he's giving you straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. That is his goal for you. All right, here we are. Happens every year in our country. We see these construction zones blocking our way, forcing us to go on a detour. Are you experiencing that a lot, Eric? It seems like it happens this time every year.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's always construction, right? So
that's always the worst timing, though. You know, sometimes you're heading down a street and you're like, ah, that detour started today. You know, now I'm going to be late. And why can't they plan better? But here's the deal. We do need them to keep up our streets, because I remember one time when I was in high school, I don't know if you remember me telling this story, Eric, but I hit a big pothole with my car and my wheel fell off and it went rolling down the street. It was quite scary. So,
yeah, not good.
No, not good. So I want to talk about, you know, what are some of the biggest potholes that could be lurking out there posing a risk to our retirement?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's several. Probably the biggest one I see a lot of is really people not doing that shift to retirement planning, where they're just kind of thinking they're in accumulation mode, where you just kind of keep wanting to have more and more and more. But at some point, you got to make sure it stays there, and you got to make sure that it starts being able to put off income. And so if you don't make that shift before you want to retire, you know, with more than enough time, I should say, before you want to retire, you know, not like tomorrow when I'm retiring, you know, then, because otherwise a bad, you know, stock market year can really, you know, really detract a lot of that. And then obviously the other big one is taxes, right? Taxes are always something that are there. And, you know, how can you make them the smallest over your lifetime, not just over that year or that tax season or something? You know, you really want to be looking at it more holistically over the rest of your retirement.
Yeah. It's kind of a big over, like you're a drone and you're overlooking the whole area. So most of us would never take a road trip without looking at our map, especially, you know, our Google map on our phone or whatever. How many people do leave their jobs without a roadmap for retirement, Eric?
Well, there definitely are some people who are kind of gutsy and just do it. But yeah, often it doesn't come out so well, or they have to make some big adjustments later on, or they often go back to work. So I think one of the most critical things is having that plan, having that written income plan where it says, okay, out of all these various buckets of money, my 401k, my IRA, my regular savings, my investments, all these different things, which one am I going to take money from where and how? And having all that stuff planned out, you know, how much money can I spend? All those things need to be answered well before you retire. And so that way you don't screw up, right? That way you don't all of a sudden start, you know, spending $10,000 a month when you thought you're going to be spending $5,000, and then wonder why you don't have any money left, right? So, I think that's really super key to have that, or else you'll end up somewhere, but it might not be where you wanted to go.
Exactly. So, remember the roadmap, the big atlas that we had when we were growing up? Did you guys go on road trips with your mom and dad? You and your sister?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we go to AAA and get those maps.
Yeah, right? I love those maps. My dad would highlight in yellow where we were going. And honestly, one of my most exciting vacations was coming out to California. And oh, my gosh, that was so fun. We went to Disneyland and everywhere else on the way out there. It was like a 3-week vacation. But that's what we mean when we talk about planning out a retirement. Walk us through what you provide. You provide a type of a roadmap. It's a blueprint that you help retirees plan out. Tell us all the topics that you make sure you touch on before someone actually retires.
Well, obviously, like I said, the very first one's income, right? Because without income, you know, you're just unemployed, right? you're not retired then. You just need to have money someplace, right? So, you know, where's that income going to come from? How long is it going to last? You know, then you have to look at the investments and say, okay, well, are these investments in the right spots to put off income, or are they just more structured for growth? And then from there, you have to start looking at, you know, like what's the tax ramifications of each one? Should you be doing Roth conversions? Should you be, you know, moving money from here to there? Where should you have what investment in what type of tax category? So all three of those first three are super highly related. Obviously, if you're going to try to retire before 65, then how are you going to pay for medical is a big one. People don't always really appreciate how expensive that can be. And then if you're going to try to cover long-term care costs, or you're just going to self-insure. And then lastly, of course, who gets your stuff when you're gone, right? Make sure all that legal stuff set up the right way. And so those are the five areas that you really need to have a blueprint for. You have to know what's going on those and fix any errors or fix any issues that you have along the way. And then, you know, then speaking of, you know, those road trips, I mean, if you're driving along and you're on empty, I mean, I think I mentioned this before with my son when we moved him out to college, we went off in the desert in Nevada and turned off the main drag and to cut through to this one town that we were staying at. And all of a sudden it went from 25 miles to 5 miles till empty. And we had a lot more fun, 5 miles to go. And it was 108 out and no shoulder. And I'm just trying to figure out, okay, first of all, how do I even stop the car since there's no shoulder? And you know, how long is this walk going to be? And we turned off the AC, did everything we could to try to, you know, try not to gas it. And luckily got in there. But, you know, I can't tell you what the surroundings look like or anything else look like, because all I can focus is that next gas station, right? And you don't want to do that in retirement, right? You don't want to be focused only on your portfolio and going, oh man, we can't do anything fun this year. We can't take those big trips because of, you know, we don't have the assets or we don't have the plan. So, you know, again, if that's something somebody wants to sit down and talk with us, yeah, they want to, you know, find out a lot more. Well, we've got a lot of great tools at the Wealth Creator Toolbox. All you have to do is go there and you can find how to make sure your money lasts as long as you do. Are you paying too much taxes in retirement? My book, Worry Less Wealth, and even a spot to set a time to talk. So again, if you want to get all access to all that, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox 800-454-1184 or download online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Luann Fulmer. All right. So you said one of the first things you look at is income. Okay. Where that retiree is going to get their income. How many sources do we typically need for income in retirement, Eric?
Well, definitely more than one from Social Security, right? Yeah. You can't just only have Social Security and think you're going to be fine. And so, so really what you need to be looking at is having some sort of, ideally, some other guaranteed lifetime income source, similar to something like Social Security, but something where it's going to be coming in, you know, every month. And so if you can have most of your fixed expenses covered by money that's coming in the door every month that you don't have to worry about, then your portfolio really only has to take care of the variable stuff, right? The stuff that happens to the house, the trips you take, the, you know, new things you want to buy, all those types of things. So yeah, really what you want to do is first focus on that, having that baseline of income, having some guaranteed products that can pay you for the rest of your life. And with the way the rates have been going up, it's a great time to be acting on those, because there is so much better products out there than there have ever been in probably the last 30 years that I've been in business. So now is the time to be, you know, really looking at that and saying, okay, how can I get some guaranteed income for the rest of my life along with, you know, government programs?
So now I'm going to go to the second one you mentioned that we should plan for, and that would be in investing in retirement. And you said it doesn't necessarily just need to be structured for growth only. So tell us how we should be invested differently in retirement.
Well, you know that old adage, you know, just hang in there, right?
Yeah.
Anytime there's a down market, that's what you hear, you know, repeated everywhere. Just hang in there, blah, blah, blah.
Remain calm.
Right. Well, how do you just hang in there when you need money every single month out of that portfolio? You can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're over 73 for a required minimum distribution, the government requires you to take that money out. So it's not a matter of, I don't want to sell or on the wait come. No, you have to sell. Mm-hmm. And so the problem is if you're locked into a position where you have to sell some assets when things are down, it's not good, right? So you need to have some options. You need to have some steady income, some stuff that pays some good cash flow. You need to have some guaranteed assets along with the market money. And so, yeah, it's very different when you're on the distribution and the mm-hmm. math is totally the opposite than when you're on accumulation.
And that is why it is so important that you have a customized plan. So again, let's just reinforce how you guys help retirees have their own customized plan, Eric.
Yeah, so for us, really, we build that blueprint to worry less wealth. Again, we go over that income plan, so figure out how that money is going to last, what sources, what taxes you're going to pay, all that. Then look at the investments to make sure they match what we need to have that income do. Most people are doing it the opposite way. and then also, of course, look at the taxes along the way. I'm licensed to do taxes. That's why I think it's so important for a financial advisor to know taxes. Mm-hmm. And then look at the healthcare issues along the way. And then lastly, the legacy issues of who's going to get your assets when you're gone and so forth. So, those are the five areas that everybody needs to be paying attention to. Again, if you want to set up a time to talk, just a 15 to 30 minute phone call with me, all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, you can call and leave a message or text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
The guardrails are on a bridge for a reason, right? They keep you from tumbling over the edge. We're going to talk about how to put some guardrails on your retirement coming up next with Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. They can help you put together strategies in minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs. Wouldn't you like to worry less? I think we all would. All right. When you go over a bridge and they have guardrails, those guardrails are there for a reason, right? To keep you from tumbling over the edge, especially if you're going over a great big tall bridge over the ocean. And so obviously you're going to have a little more confidence to cross it when you know there's something to keep you from falling. So that's where my next question comes from, Eric. How do we get that kind of confidence with our retirement plan?
Yeah, well, as you know, I do a lot of cycling, and my son and I, when we he rode halfway from the California Oregon border to the Mexico border, he went to San Francisco, and I went the rest of the way. But in 2022, but there was one section by this town called Fort Ross that it was about an 800-foot cliff down to the bottom, and it was one of those stone guardrails that was built in the 30s.
Whoa. And,
it was probably about knee high. It was ridiculously low and
Whoa.
Stuff. And so he usually was more worried lots of times about cars that time. He was almost by the yellow line because he was not getting close to that at all. And it is one of those things where you do want to not have to freak out and worry, right? When you're doing stuff. I remember one time I was talking with somebody who, he had a bunch of apartments and he didn't want to hire a manager. He just wanted to do it himself and had this 6-week massive trip that he had to cancel because he had a problem with one of his apartment buildings and he didn't have a handyman or anybody that kind of would go there work. And I'm like, what was the point of this buildings and what was the point of this wealth if you can't go off and have fun, right? And so, we do need to have confidence in our retirement. And there's a couple different ways to do that is, one, to lower down the risk, right? Have some money guaranteed, have some money that can't go down. So there's some great products out there where, if the market goes down, you don't lose a dime. If the market goes up, you earn some great returns now. There's some great good options there. And then also steady income assets where they do pay good cash flow, but they're not going up those you know, taking those 10 and 20% swings. And, you know, so that helps you a little bit there too. And then also having a plan, really just having that income plan where you know how much you can spend, you know how much you can have fun and make sure you're able to go do it. That's going to give you that confidence in retirement. But yeah, I think a lot of people are missing that.
Right. So longevity and healthcare and taxes, those are all risks that we've talked about that can send your retirement over the edge. Of those, Eric, what one do you think is the most important to have a guardrail there to protect us?
Well, yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, I think you really need to have some guardrails for all three. I mean, healthcare is probably the simplest one because, you know, you just have to do Medicare and get that supplement, you know, once you're 65. Longevity, of course, it's, you know, depends on if it's good longevity or bad longevity, right? Or your good health or poor health, right? So that's kind of more one that you can do something every day on. I think of those three, really, taxes is the one that I think most people need the most help really trying to figure out, because most tax, I mean, even some high-end CPAs that charge a lot, I find do almost zero advice. I mean, it just blows me away that, you know, that some people pay sometimes even up to $1,000 have their taxes done, and they gave them no advice of what to do differently next year. Or had somebody said, I asked my tax person, should I do a Roth conversion? And they said, oh yeah, that would probably be a good idea. I'm like, and then she realized, why am I asking him? I mean, shouldn't he be telling me?
Right. Exactly.
And I was like, yeah. So I think it's one of the problems is people aren't getting really great tax advice about how to pay the least tax over your lifetime, not that one year. So, you know, I've had people come to me and say, hey, yeah, this person says, oh, I should be putting money into a traditional IRA to save some money. There's one lady she's working part time, and you know, so this tax person was trying to tell her to do that, and it's like, you're in the 12% bracket. Why would you want to do that? You know, put the money in a Roth and have that money be tax free for the rest of your life. Why do you want to defer that taxes to later on and pay more tax? But you know, that's just because of the person was answering the question of how do I save the most tax today. But they weren't asking the right question of how do I pay the least tax over my lifetime.
Yeah.
So that's the big key.
Okay. Let's focus specifically on now how we can safeguard our savings from the volatility and any major downturns in the markets. Tell us how you help people, you know, do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, really there's, you know, two simple ways. One is having some foundational money. That's money that I classify as guaranteed by somebody, either, you know, banks, the government, or insurance companies. And, you know, insurance companies have some great products out there that, you know, where the market, if the market goes up, they'll earn some great rates, sometimes even up to double digits. And then if the market goes down, you don't lose a dime. You just, you know, start over where you left off, but you don't have to play catch up, which is huge. And, you know, by having some money in something protected like that, it does make it so much easier in retirement, because then you've got a spot to take money in those bad years. That's what we do with our clients, is we pivot the money in those bad years to grabbing money from there for their income. And in the good years, we take it from the stock market side. And then in between, we have some steady income stuff that's always paying some cash flow. So they always have some money coming in the door. And, you know, again, that's something you can do is if you have a plan. But problem is, a lot of times people don't have a plan.
Right.
So if you'd want to set a time to talk and go through that blueprint to worry less wealth, all you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. You can call and leave a message, or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, where he wants you to worry less about your retirement portfolio and focus on having fun. That's what the show is all about, to guide you about creating wealth in your retirement. And we thank you so much for joining us. We're just talking about putting guardrails on our retirement savings. And I want to get to inflation and have you talk again about the impact that inflation can have on our retirement savings, how you guys kind of estimate that.
Well, yeah, we've always been using inflation, even for the, you know, roughly, what, 20 years where we didn't have any?
Yeah,
so I know,
yeah.
We've always talked about it because it's always there. It doesn't matter if the government says it is or isn't, right? We all know that things get more expensive and we all can say, hey, I remember when this was blah, 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 right? You know, you have to be planning that money to go back up and higher. Sometimes they meet with people that, you know, they've done some of their own spreadsheets and stuff. And I was meeting with this one lady and she heard the show and texted us and got the link and set a time to talk. And and so when we were, you know, talking about her plan and we were kind of going over, she actually sent me her spreadsheet and she ran it out for whatever, 30 years or something, but she never put any inflation in it. So I was like, how much did you make 30 years ago compared to today? And, you know, were you spending a different amount of money 30 years ago, right? Or 10 years ago even. So, it was a pretty massive, gap in her plan, she realized. And so we were able to at least tweak that, kind of show her how to do it a little bit better. And, you know, really make sure that, you know, not only does that go up with inflation, but, you know, how can you have some money that you don't outlive, some money that's going to be there paying in. And so we set those tools up for her. And, you know, now she's not worried. She's not freaked out about everything. And, you know, again, it's one of those things where it's so much fun to, you know, have that, you know, transition from somebody who's worried to going, hey, I can do this now, right?
Yes.
I got this. So.
Yes.
So, yeah, and that's why we set up a lot of great little quick reads on our Wealth Creator Toolbox site. We've got Will Your Money Last As Long As You Do? Or Am I Paying Too Much in Taxes? The Social Security Decision? All those things, even the top 10 tips to empower women investors, and my book, Worry Less Wealth. If you want to get access to all that, the free, no cost, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. 1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back with more from Eric Heckman. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Are we headed towards a recession? If so, how will your retirement be impacted? With so much uncertainty on the horizon, the decisions you make today can have a huge impact on your financial future. When should you take Social Security? How will you reduce the impact of inflation? Are you comfortable with the amount of risk you're taking with your savings? Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial for an informational webinar where he'll discuss these factors and more. Spots are filling up fast, though, so claim yours now. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't let a recession or whatever the future holds dictate your retirement dreams. Sign up now for this free and informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is here today to help you create a retirement strategy. If you don't have one yet, you need to get one. And we have for you a Wealth Creator Toolbox that you can get complimentary, which includes his book and a whole bunch of other educational reports that can guide you with retirement. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Just text that word toolbox. Eric, we know you get questions all the time about retirement, no matter where you are, whether you're actually working or just, you know, in your leisure. So we're going to dig into your mailbag right now, and I'll ask you some common retirement questions that you've been getting, okay?
Sounds great.
Let you answer them right here. Okay, so here's our first one. Our first one is from Jenny. Jenny says, my husband's been laid off after 27 years of factory work. We had a good amount of money saved in our emergency fund, so we didn't need to panic immediately. I do think we are fine financially if he does retire, but I don't think it will be mentally the right choice right now. Who should we talk to?
Dr. Phil?
Therapist?
Yeah, no. The odd part about my job is it does get to be somewhat psychology based. And
yeah, I
so,
bet.
So that's always a little tough. Making the jump to being retired is often tough, right? Because people say, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And they have so much time. And, you know, I kind of like to call it wantment instead of retirement, you know, where you do what you want versus what you have to do. And it is typically amazing because I would find that 6 to 9 months after somebody's retired, we can barely get a hold of them. And then they find out that, like, they don't know how they had time to work before the before that. So a lot of times it does change, but it is also very stressful just withdrawing money from the, you know, you've been putting money in one direction, right, for 30, 40 years, just putting it away, and then taking the money back out. People just a lot of times have actually very emotional, even sometimes physical reactions, like it freaks them out of why I don't want to take money out. And it's like, that's why you did it.
That's what it's for. Right?
So, yeah. So it can be tough. Obviously, if you have a income plan and you can see that the numbers work, I think that takes a lot of the worry out of it. And obviously, it's why our process is worry less wealth. So I think that's something where, you know, they could be definitely helped with that in terms of, you know, seeing, okay, are you good financially with being retired? And then it's up to you if you're emotionally ready to be retired. So that's a tougher one, not one I can fully answer.
Do you find sometimes people will retire and then come to you after they've been working with you and come to you and they say, I got to go back to work, I'm too bored or whatever? Do you have that a lot?
A lot of them I jokingly call fail at retirement because they go back and get a job just because, you know, somebody called them. I mean, I actually had one client that took a package from his company, and then his company was so short-staffed that they ended up, you know, hiring him back through a temp agency because they could, since they paid him to leave, they couldn't hire him directly and stuff. And so, yeah, so it was kind of weird because he left and then he was gone for a month or two and then went right back. And so, yeah, he's like, well, it's good money, I might as well keep doing it. And so people do that a lot.
Yeah, I bet so. In fact, I had a friend who did that too. They retired, had a big retirement party for him, and then he went, wow, I'm spending too much money, I better go back to work. So anyway, okay, here's another one for you. This is from Phil. Phil says, I inherited an IRA from my father a few months ago, but I have no idea what to do with it. Where do I start, Eric?
Yeah, these are super dangerous now because you have to be very, very careful. So ever since 2020, there's a new law that says, you know, when you roll these over, so you want to be very careful and roll that into an inherited IRA, or sometimes people call them beneficiary IRAs. And so it still has your father's name on it, and then your name. And so what happens is, you now, under the old rules, you could stretch it out for sometimes 20, 30, 40 years, and you just had to take out so much every year. This one, if you inherit that in 2022, you have to have that account spent by 2032.
Whoa.
So you got 10 years to kind of blow through the money. Doesn't sound very good. Why are you blowing through you know, dad's money that he's worked all his life to save, right? And it's really just to get the tax money back. Obviously, you don't have to spend it, but you do have to withdraw it. So you also don't want to wait till the 10th year and take it all out then, because that could be a nasty tax hit. So often we usually just say, hey, let's take out 10% a year and just, you know, keep taking it out over time. But yeah, you do want to be very careful. So the new rules are, no requirement to withdraw the money, but by the 10th year, it has to be all gone.
Yeah. Okay. So kind of a requirement.
Yeah. So you might as well start doing it now. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So, all right. Anybody listening right now, if you have questions about that, certainly Eric and his team are here to guide you with that and a lot more. Eric's phone number, 800-454-1184. Eric, tell them what that appointment is like when they come in and see you, or maybe just virtually in a Zoom call.
Yeah, so usually we just set up a 15 to 30 minute worry less wealth talk where we just find out what you're worried about, what concerns are. It could be on the phone or Zoom, whatever. You know, just kind of go over those basic things. Then from there, what we do is we set up an actual blueprint meeting where we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we used to charge you a fee for, but now we're actually giving that free to people listening to this show. And so then what we do is we just go through that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan. Tell you what's good, what's working, tell you what issues you might want to fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or do it on your own. But at least then you get that information that's so critically needed. So yeah, definitely give us a call. Again, you can either text the word visit or call 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. We're going through some mailbag questions. This next one is interesting. It's from Al. Al says, is it wrong to not want to leave an inheritance for our kids? They seem to argue all the time over everything, even as adults. Nothing ever seems fair enough. And then Al says, plus we paid for braces and college and cars and weddings. I feel like that should be enough.
it's totally fine. I mean, if you don't think they're going to be good stewards of the money, then yeah, you don't have to leave it to them. You know, often I find also that, you know, once there may be grandkids, well, then the story might change a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so, yeah, you could leave it to different, you know, differently there. You also could leave it to a trust and then have somebody else spend the money out to them. You know, if you've got a friend that's ideally younger than you, because, you know, if they're the same age or older, it may not be as good, but there are options and there's ways to actually build that into a plan. So, yeah, with a good plan, you can have that done.
Here's another one. We have a female now, and this one, she says, Eric, what are some good resources to help me learn more about my options for Social Security?
Yeah, so with Social Security, there's, you know, well, probably sometimes I think one of the worst ones is actually calling them, because what I find is they love to be what they think is nice, and they'll often, when my clients are applying for Social Security, they'll actually say, hey, we can get you 6 months backward. Well, we'll give you this big check. Well, the part they always forget to tell people is, you know, that big check sounds great, right? So, you know, people get very tempted, but it also means that you're going to go backwards 6 months in age and get that benefit, which means you're now locking in your entire lifetime benefits lower.
Less.
Yeah. Oh. And so for most people, that's about a 4% drop.
Oh, no.
So one of these things where, okay, yeah, it's nice to get that 6 months of check, but now you've lowered your income for life by 4% for forever.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
dear.
So that'd be one thing. There are some unique situations. If you're widowed, there's some benefits. If you're divorced, you know, you can still get your ex's benefit, potentially, you know, half of their benefit if you were married for at least 10 years. So, I mean, their website, Social Security's website, isn't bad. It's, you know, they've done better about improving it and stuff. They do have some tools even on it now to kind of help you figure it out. One big problem with Social Security is they went paperless. So those statements they used to send you, they supposedly send them to you when you're 61, but lots of times people when 61 still don't get them, but every once in a while somebody randomly gets one when they're younger. So who knows what their actual system is? Nobody knows. But yeah, one of the best things you can do is just look it up every year. So, you know, go to ssa.gov, which is socialsecurityadministration.gov, and you can create your own account, get that online anytime you want. And yeah, I would say, like, especially maybe around tax time, great time to be looking that up and just go there and say, hey, what is my Social Security benefit and such? So, you know, if you're just looking that up, just by watching that alone, you're going to at least, you know, get some idea of what it's going to be. So, again, all this stuff takes education and knowledge. You know, one of the things that we can do too is we've got a great little tool up in our toolbox. And that's one of the things that you can request. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, you can text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or you can download all the resources there at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So happy to have you along with us today. On our show, Eric and I often discuss challenges that retirees have or risks that exist in retirement. So we're going to have Eric give us an example right now of someone who has experienced one of those retirement obstacles. So, all right, I know you have an idea in your head, kind of a story. So why don't you tell us about a financial fail, Eric?
Well, this one's kind of a little bit more of a, I guess, a combination of fails, but realizing how you're supposed to invest. It's kind of like people going to the gym and for a week and wondering why they haven't lost weight or why they're not super buffed all of a sudden, right? I mean, it's silly. But that's what people are doing with investing is I've seen a lot of people where they put money in and then they say, oh, this thing went down, so I'm the bail out of it right now. Well, there's some times where you actually do have to, you know, ride those ups and downs. It's, you know, you don't get off the roller coaster midway. You know, you stay buckled in until you get back to where the start was, right? And, you know, same with investing. You're supposed to stay in it. And so what I've seen a lot of people, unfortunately, doing is they either just didn't have enough cash, they didn't have enough money in the bank, they didn't have enough other steady income coming in, or they just didn't have some guaranteed sources that they can go grab in these downturns. And so you know, a lot of them have been just raiding the money, you know, their investments. And what do you human nature sell? Well, human nature says what you sell the thing that dropped the least. So, you know, like I use a few different steady income funds, and a lot of these funds have, they've been maxing out on their withdrawals because they only redeem 5% of the shares every quarter. And why is that? Because they didn't drop. So people are taking money out of stuff that's doing well, that's paying good income, because they don't want to sell the stock that went down 30 or 40%. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest problem I've been seeing a lot for the last couple of years here is really people not having that diversity. I mean, for the last 30 years, I mean, this has been my life's work of helping people make that shift to retirement. And wow, I mean, you gotta be able to have some money that's guaranteed, that's earning some good income that you can grab in those bad years, because they're always gonna happen. Every set of decades is a couple bad years and a lot of good years. And you got to be prepared for those. So yeah, if you don't have those kind of preparations, you need to get some more education. You need to find out a little bit more info from us. We can give you a copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth. We can give you ways to make your money last, see if you're paying too much in taxes, Social Security decision. There's a lot of great tools in our digital toolbox. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or go online directly and download it at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.